If you were to ask me, Courtney, what is the one thing that helped you get through after losing Sam? I could look back and think of so many things that have helped me along the way. But if I had to narrow it down to one thing, what would it be? That's what I want to tell you today, and how you can take this and apply it to your own grief journey to help you get through. I pray this episode blesses you. Welcome to Unlocking Joy After Grief. My name's Courtney, wife, mama of 6 kiddos, one in heaven waiting for us, and that's why I'm here. In 2017, we lost our 4-year-old son, Sam, and it's my joy to share with you everything this journey has taught me. So if you're ready for biblical encouragement, firsthand lessons, and support from a fellow grieving mama, then let's lace up our shoes and begin walking this road together. When I thought of the idea for this episode, it didn't really take me long to decide what that one thing is, because it's so evident in my life. Like, I know the reason why I've made it through. And you probably already know what I'm going to say. And I don't want you to tune me out if I say this and you're like, I knew that's what she was going to say. Because I am going to give you some ways that you can apply this to your grief journey to help you as you're walking through. So the one thing that helped me make it through, and I know you're not going to be surprised, and it's Jesus. He is the only way that we are able to make it through. And I know that you feel that too. I've talked with the other mamas in my Facebook group. We all agree. If we didn't have Jesus, if we didn't have Him in our lives, we would not be able to make it through. It is impossible to make it after having to go through something so hard as losing your child. There's no way that we could make it through without Jesus. But I want to take it a step further, because Jesus is the reason that we're able to make it through. He's the one that heals our heart, gives us strength to help us get through. But I found that now, looking back, the thing that helped me make it through was the knowledge of who Jesus was to me, who He was in my life. And those characteristics of who Jesus is what helped me make it through. It's what I could build, or had built, my faith on, and could continue to build confidently my faith on, and walk in confidence knowing that He never changes, that it is a constant. So how can this help you in your grief journey? You're like, Courtney, I know Jesus is the way we make it through. He's the way I've made it through. Like, I know that you know that. So what I want to bring you today is the different ways that the knowledge of who He is can help you at different points in your grief journey. Because this knowledge will help you every time you hit a bump in the road in this grief journey that you're having to walk down. This knowledge can help you get through every bump. So first, we just need to fill our mind with who He is, His character, the parts of His character that I continually went back to during my grief journey were that He was good, He was faithful, He's strong, and He's constant. Those characteristics were what helped me make it through, helped me fully rely on Him, knowing that these characteristics were enough to see me through the hardest pain I've ever had to go through. And so I want to bring you some scriptures that go with each one of these characteristics so that you can apply this to your life, fill your mind with the knowledge, your mind and your heart with the knowledge of who He is. And there's so many more characteristics of God, but these in particular were the ones that helped me get through after losing Sam. So the first characteristic that I want to go into is His goodness. He is so good. Even in the hard times, even when we don't understand, He is good. Nahum 1:7 says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him." Zephaniah 3:17, The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Psalm 119:68, you are good and do good. These are just a few of the verses. If you just look up God's goodness verses, the goodness of God verses, there are so many that explain how good he is and how much he loves you. The next one I want to touch on is his faithfulness. He is there for you and he will always be there for you. After we lost Sam, the support that we got was amazing. There were so many people there for us, praying for us, walking with us. But as the years went on, life went back to normal for everybody else, and we were left having to figure out this life without Sam, because our life never will go back to normal. And it can be very lonely when you had such an outpouring of support and then it's not there anymore. But you know who is always there for you and who will never leave you? Jesus. He is faithful. He will be there every moment of your journey. He's not scared of your pain. He's not scared of your grief. He's ready to sit with you in the messy middle of this grief journey. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Deuteronomy 31:8-9, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." He will never leave you or forsake you. You are never alone. He's good and he's faithful. And the next characteristic I want to touch on is his strength. There's one thing about this grief is it can weigh so heavy. Anytime I felt it, it was always on my chest. It would just push down on me and be so heavy. That grief and that sadness when it would hit, that's where it would weigh on me, is right there on my chest. And it would be too much. But the thing about God is he's strong enough to lift that heaviness off of you. And his strength never ends. Matthew 11:28-30. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Isaiah 40:11, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart." Isaiah 46:4, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you." How amazing is that promise? Even to your old age. Because you know how long we're going to have to walk with this grief? To our old age. And that can seem so long thinking about it from where we're at now. But I want you to have hope, because the same strength that God has right now, if you're in the beginning of your grief journey, if you're in the middle of it, wherever you are, that strength that has helped you get through to this point will still be there in your old age and your gray hairs. He will still be there carrying you. His strength never ends. His faithfulness never ends. His goodness never ends. These are things that we can build our faith and our life on confidently, because we know he will be there to carry us. So when a wave of grief hits you, the characteristics that you can cling to and fall back on is that he's good, he's faithful, and he's strong enough to carry you. He goes before you. When that wave of grief hits, He'll be there every single time. And that's how you're going to make it through, is by falling back on Him and His strength that is constant and never changing. When despair starts setting in your mind, thinking of all the years you have left to live without your child can be so debilitating. How in the world are we going to be able to make it through? And the thing I want you to focus on in that situation is the hope that Jesus gives us, that one day we will see our babies again. That is a hope that we have that we can cling to, that when we start feeling that we can't make it through, there's no way that I can make it all these years without seeing my baby again. We just remind ourselves, this life we're living is temporary. This is not our home. We are passing through. Our home is in heaven with Jesus and our babies and everyone who has gone on before us. That is our home. And that's the hope that we cling to. 1 Thessalonians 4:14 says, we don't grieve as those who have no hope. We grieve differently than those who don't have the hope that Jesus brings. Because our grief, while it's so hard and so heavy, and it forever completely changes us, we still have hope. The hope that when our babies left this earth, it wasn't goodbye. That wasn't the last time we will ever see them. While it's so hard making it through this earth without them here, and we miss them with every beat of our heart, we will see them again. So if you're feeling that despair of thinking of the rest of your life without your baby, I want you to remind yourself of the hope that Jesus brings, that we will see them again. And when we do, it will be forever. In your grief journey, another thing that might hit you is why? Why did this have to happen? Why did it have to turn out this way? Why couldn't you have healed him? Why couldn't you have caused it to turn out another way? I wish I could answer that question for you, but I just have a feeling there's lots of questions that we're going to have that aren't going to be answered on this side of heaven. And that's when we have to fall back on who we know God is, His character. He's good, right? He's good. He's faithful. And He gives us a promise. Because He knew, it says, in this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. But He knew that in this world, we're going to go through things that we're not going to understand. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Not if, when. So He knew this life is going to be hard. John 13:7, Jesus replied, you don't understand now what I'm doing, but someday you will. And I know that's not really an answer we want. We want to know exactly why, but that is a promise that we can cling to. I may not understand now, but one day I will. And you know who will be with you every moment until you understand why? Jesus. He'll be there holding you every time you cry out to Him. Why? Why did it have to be this way? He understands. And He's there to comfort you every time you have those questions. And that is a promise, my friends. We will know one day the answer to that question. We all want to know why. Why did it happen? One day we'll know. And that's a promise that we can have, that we can cling to. When that why starts weighing in on your heart and your mind, just remind yourself, one day I will know. And until that day, Jesus, you'll be with me. And finally, another thing that Jesus will do for you, a promise that you can cling to, He will give you a new joy for life. And I know it seems impossible, especially if you're in the early parts of your grief journey, that you will ever feel anything but pain and sadness. But I'm here to tell you, if you keep walking with Jesus, He will continue to pour healing into your heart. It will never be whole again. Like I've said before, in order to have a whole heart, I would have to have Sam here. Since he's not here, my heart will always have a piece missing. It will never be fully whole again. But Jesus can heal your heart enough to where you can feel joy again. It will look different. It will feel different than it did before. Our whole lives are different now. It'll never be like it was before. But you will be able to have a measure of joy in life again. Psalm 35. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And this is a quote. It's not a Bible verse, but it was one that I held on to in my grief journey, especially in the early part. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. When you're going through all the sadness, all the pain, the shattered heart, it can feel so dark. Like you will never have joy again. You'll never see the light again. The sun will never rise. But just like this quote and the Bible verse I just read, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. And after the weeping of the night, joy will come in the morning. And like I said, the joy looks and feels different. And it will more than likely be tinged with sadness, because that is a note that we have to carry. Is that sad note throughout our lives because our kids aren't here. But joy will come in the morning. The dark night will end. The sun will rise. You will walk out of the valley of the shadow of death with Jesus holding your hand. He is how we make it through. So in the answer to what is the one thing that has helped you through, the only way I've made it is Jesus. And the knowledge of who he is, his character, that is what I've built my life on. And I know that you will make it through too, because the same God that was there for me every night, and I cried myself to sleep, those moments that I cried so hard that my eyes literally swelled shut, the moments that I cried out in anger, that it was happening the way it was. Every single wave of grief that has hit me, he has been there. And I know he has already gone before me to help me through all the hard times I haven't even gone through yet. And I know that he will do the same for you. I love you, friend. I'll see you next week. Hi, Mama. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, would you mind sharing it with a fellow grieving mama who may need some encouragement on her grief journey? Also, please take 30 seconds and leave a rating and a written review wherever you listen to this episode. Reading your reviews brings so much joy to my heart, and I love connecting with you in that way. All right, I'll see you here next Thursday for another episode. Love you, friend.